Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. We're back on live today. I had a couple days off there, but we're back and running full speed ahead. Today I got a guest on, but not until the last half hour. That's all I could squeeze out of him. He's a pretty busy guy, I guess. But Howard Zinn, author of, amongst other books, People's History of the United States. That's one he's most famous for. He's got a new one that just came out recently. I don't remember the name of it, but anyway, this is what we'll be talking about, though, his most famous landmark work, People's History of the United States. If you don't have that book, you really need to get it. Your library is not complete as a patriot without it. He basically goes through a whole history of the country and shows how, you know, from day one, the small minority groups, the poor, women, the underdog, basically, have always been kicked in the dust. And although there have been some moments of triumph for them scattered here and there, for the most part, they've always taken a back seat. And it's very interesting when you get the panoramic view, you know, the working class, blacks, Hispanics, the Native Americans. You know, he just goes through the whole thing, and it's quite a shocking, you know, it really shatters any remaining illusions you might have that this nation has been, always has ever been, from the beginning, a bastion of freedom and justice. It's just not true. It never has been. You know, he talks about the war protest era, Vietnam, and I call that an era because it is something that is in the past. We should be having such a thing today. But with the exception of just a few people, you can count on the fingers of one hand, nobody's protesting. The war we're involved in today, or I should say wars, are, you know, every bit as fraudulent as Vietnam ever was. I'd argue even worse. You know, there's hardly anybody speaking out about it. But it's still the same oppression, the same lies, the same scams. The same family names, for that matter, profiteering off of these fiascos. So he'll be on the second half of the second hour, the last half hour. In the meantime, I think I'll pick up where I left off. However many weeks ago, my rant on the UN and its war-waging apparatus, and how it's been using the UN, or the U.S., I should say, to do its bidding for it. So I'll be picking up with that after the break. In the meantime, guys, a reminder, the bill, it was passed already as H.R. 1955. It's now up for vote before the Senate as S-1959. Still has not been voted. So, you know, get your have your voice heard. Call up your senators. Tell them you do not want this bill passed. This is another sellout. Do the neocon trash who don't even belong in office in the first place, and how dare they, even after they themselves in Congress have admitted that we were lied into this war, how dare they give more power to this liar, to this thief, to this Constitution trampling traitor? So you can get your voice heard, guys, by calling 800-828-2498. Ask to talk to your senator or senators. 800-614-2803 is another number, or 877-851-6437. Or you can call local 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. If anybody wants Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism, you can get that by, it's for $19.95, $4.95 shipping and handling. Get that by going to RBN's website or dialing 800-724-2719. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Sure. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Wow, time is flying. We're looking at Thanksgiving day after tomorrow already. Unbelievable. By the way, it won't be on, I guess all of RBN won't be on live on Thursday. It's one of those few days a year that we take a break. But we'll definitely be doing live broadcasts tomorrow, Friday. Anyway, I haven't mentioned my books for the past few shows. I guess I'll take this opportunity real quick. If anybody is interested in reading my ramblings on the New World Order, my book called The New World Disorder is available at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Also, my Piercing the Fog of 9/11, along with several other books that I've posted, more to come in the coming months. Just go there and type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and all my current available titles will pop up on one page. Like I said, I'll have more to come. I've been promising this book, An Alternative View of the Distant Past, for a while now. I've just been so busy with other projects, I haven't had time to edit that. I want to go through it and do one final editing before I have that posted on Lulu. But I haven't forgotten. It's on my definitely high up on my to-do list. Like I said, I've just been engaged with so many other projects here. But mostly working on future shows. I got some really killer stuff coming up. I might have to reserve 2 days a week to go on ramblings. I got so many shows now that I'm anxious to do, and it'll take forever before I get to them, just saving 1 day a week for ramblings. So I don't know. I might do Thursdays and Fridays ramblings and just have guests 3 days a week. Not to mention, I'm running out of guests. I'm going to have to go through my list and start having, I still got many more to go, but there's a lot of people on my list that I've wanted to get a hold of. I just can't seem to find any contact info. I'll have to call my contact lady, Eileen Proctor. She's really cool. Maybe she's got some more tricks up her sleeves. Anyway, I thought I'd pick up today, guys, where I left off. I think it was a week ago Friday the last time I talked about this, but it's already taken up two shows, so I thought I'd hopefully squeeze in the rest of this before today's guest comes on, Howard Zinn. Last time I was talking about how the UN has used the U.S. Not only during the Cold War, but even into the current so-called war on terrorism, always using some phony pretext, but utilizing the U.S. military primarily to do its bidding around the world, conquer nations that aren't complying with it, that aren't, you know, members, and using the U.S. military might in conjunction with the British and a few other countries that have tagged along here and there, to invade these non-compliant countries and turn them into minions of the ever-expanding global empire. After we go in and crush out resistance, then the U.S. sends their so-called peacekeeping troops in to occupy the country with their occupation forces. And the U.S. has done the same thing in conjunction with U.N. troops. The U.S. has often maintained bases in the countries that we've invaded. And so this is the game that has played itself out. I talked, about the Iraq War in 91 and how that was a UN fiasco. How the UN manipulated the U.S. to invade that country on its behalf and to keep Saddam in check after the war to make sure that he'd be reminded of who's boss all during the 90s. The U.S. enforced UN-imposed sanctions, causing the death of 1.5 million Iraqis, one-third of which were children, of course. They have no shame, folks. These people profess always to be advancing the cause of human rights and decency and on and on and on it goes, but it never has anything to do with that. It's pure bunk. All they're after is power, grabbing nations' resources, driving them into poverty, wiping out significant portions of their poor populations, the useless eaters, as they call them. I mean, stripped of all the rhetoric, this is exactly what the U.S. and the U.N. and other nations like Britain have been involved in for decades on end now. And so now they continue this campaign under the so-called war on terrorism. It's the same thing, just a different name, same garbage going on. But, after I talked about the first Iraq War, the Gulf War of 91, I went on to talk about the Kosovo War as another example of how the U.N. operates, manipulating the U.S. to do its bidding for it. Talked about how that war was also about the advancement of the New World Order. Quoted from several prominent politicians, military analysts, all who said the same thing. I quoted from Tony Blair, who said that. This is about a New World Order. This is about bringing nations together under one banner. They don't hide this stuff. And, I quoted the phony reasons that were given for that war. We're always given phony reasons. The first Iraq War was, to drive the Iraqis, those evil Iraqis, out of Kuwait. When in reality, Saddam was set up to invade Kuwait. Pointed out how April Glaspie was sent down there by Baker and Bush Sr. To tell Saddam that the U.S. had no vested interest in the Iraq-Kuwait border dispute, which was pure poppycock. They did that on purpose, knowing Saddam would take it as the green light to invade, which he did, and that once he did it, then they had their excuse. You see, this is how they work. They set up phony pretexts. They'll either stage a crisis themselves, like 9/11, or they'll tick off a foreign leader to do something like this, like Saddam invading Kuwait. They'll give them the green light and then later act like, I can't believe you did that. Now we're going to take you out. In either case, they always come up with phony pretexts. The Gulf of Tonkin incident was instigated, launching incursions into northern Vietnam to incite them to attack. And then once they attacked, they used that as the excuse. Of course, it turns out they never even attacked. That whole thing was a fraud, too. But even if they did attack, they had reason to. We had been for 6 months antagonizing them. But it turns out that the Gulf of Tonkin never even occurred. There were no attacks. They said there were two. There wasn't even one. Oh, but anyway, so, you know, coming to Kosovo now, that was the last war I was talking about as an example of, you know, the UN manipulating the U.S., using these wars as means of, you know, stealing resources, grabbing up land, occupying these countries with their so-called peacekeeping forces, whipping countries into shape, on and on it goes. But I left the question unanswered, you know, how did that war get staged? Now, that is where it gets very interesting. Let me see. I'm just checking through my notes. I think I skipped something. And I guess not. Okay. Let's look at how they rigged this war. Many of you have probably heard of the Rambouillet Peace Accords. This was presented to the Serbian parliament as a means of preventing war. You know, we drafted up this list of requirements that we're demanding that you abide by. And if you don't, well, that means you want war. And so we're going to give you war. Well, let's take a look at those Rambouillet peace accords and see what a fiasco that really was. See how this was also a setup for war. You see, they wanted to go into Serbia. They wanted, you know, to take control of Yugoslavia. That's all there was to it. And they just needed a pretext to justify it, to make it look good. And that's what the Rambouillet Accords were. What we were told in the media was, oh, they're belligerent. They refused to cooperate with our peaceful terms. And so they left us no choice but to go in. You know, they said that there was mass ethnic cleansing going on. Well, of course, that was a complete fraud, as always. All this stuff is. Just like the Iraqis taking babies out of incubators and throwing them on the floor. Always were fed nothing but lies. Never happened, folks. Then, they hired this public firm, PR firm, public relations firm, to come up with this lie, and they got the daughter of the prime minister or whatever of Kuwait with the phony alligator tears. Oh, I saw it. I saw them taking the babies from the incubator. It was terrible. And, of course, all of Congress is sitting there with their jaws hanging in shock. What a fear. And by the way, since when is that justification for us going to war? I mean, that's a horrible thing, but to go to war over it? To go to war because Iraqi soldiers pulled babies out of an incubator? Is that cause for a whole nation to be attacked? I mean, this is outrageous. It's evil, and it must be denounced, and there's other measures you can take, like sanctions or whatever, against the country that does something like that. But you're going to go to war? But it doesn't matter because the whole thing was a lie. It never happened. So, you know, this is how it works. Just make up something that will shock the public and get them to be suckered into fighting yet another phony war. So let's look at what they did here with the Rambouillet Accords. Listen to the demands that NATO, ultimately the UN and the U.S., but, you know, these are the demands that NATO placed upon the Serbian parliament that they had to comply to or else we're going to invade you. Listen to this. Nobody, no nation, no ruler or group of rulers, in this case the Serbian parliament, would ever have gone along with this. And yet they said, see, they're belligerent. They wouldn't go along with our requirements, so now we have to invade. Listen to this. NATO personnel shall enjoy, together with their vehicles, vessels, aircraft, and equipment, free and unrestricted passage and unimpeded access throughout the FRY, that's the Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, including associated airspace and territorial waters. This shall include, but not be limited to, utilization of any area or facilities as required for support, training, and operations. Oh, that's nothing. Wait till you see what else they say when we get back, folks. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Okay, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing our discussion here, hopefully be finishing it up today, about the UN being a war-waging machine, not being interested in peace whatsoever. You wonder why the U.S. is waging war around the world as it has been for decades. It stems from the UN, guys. So, okay, I just quoted from some excerpts from the Rambouillet Peace Accords, which were the conditions presented to the Serbian parliament in order to prevent war back in 1999 when we bombed Kosovo. But, you know, what I just read just involved, you know, giving us, NATO, that is, giving them access to the airways, seaways, vehicles, whatever. You know, that sounds pretty demanding, but, you know, you could expect to read something like that, and it's not too unreasonable. But, oh, that's just the beginning. They're just getting warmed up. Listen to what else they said. NATO shall be immune from all legal process, whether civil, administrative, or criminal. Did you catch that? Shall be immune from all legal process, whether civil, administrative, or criminal. NATO personnel, under all circumstances and at all times, shall be immune from any civil, administrative, criminal, or disciplinary offenses which may be committed by them in the fray. NATO personnel shall be immune from any form of arrest, investigation, or detention by the authorities in the fray. Guys, do you see how this was written deliberately so that Serbia, the Serbian parliament, would reject it? Who in their right mind would ever agree to such terms like this? That NATO soldiers can come into your country and break any law they want, rape, pillage, steal, blow up things, whatever they wanted to do, and they would be totally exempt from prosecution. You think I'm making this stuff up? Google it. Google the Rambouillet Accords and read them for yourself. I'm not making this up. This is exactly what was presented to the Serbian parliament as the conditions to avoid war. Again, they knew they would refuse this, just like they knew Saddam would invade Kuwait when they gave him the green light to do so. They knew the Serbian parliament would never, nobody would ever agree to this. This is ridiculous. Immune to any legal liabilities? You got to be kidding me. It goes on. NATO shall be exempt from duties, taxes, and other charges, and inspections and custom regulations, including providing inventories or other routine customs documentation for personnel, vehicles, vessels, aircraft, equipment, supplies, and provisions entering, exiting, or transiting the territory of the Fry in support of the operation. I mean, you know, this is a free license to deal drugs is what this is. Or any other contraband for that matter. Human sex trade. I mean, you name it. They can freely do anything they want, not be liable to pay any taxes or tariffs, not be inspected. They can bring anything in and into the country, out of the country, across the country, commit any crime they want. I mean, do you see how this was a recipe for war? This was so they could get their war going. And, of course, they didn't report this on CNN or CBS or ABC. They just told you how belligerent the Serbian parliament was. They're begging to be bombed. Look how antagonistic they are. They're not going along with our peace accord. You call this a peace accord? This is how the UN works, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real UN, stripped of its rhetoric. And NATO, too, for that matter, which operates under the auspice of the UN. Oh, it's not done. A few more lines here to go. The authorities in the Fry shall facilitate on a priority basis and with all appropriate means all movement of personnel, vehicles, vessels, aircraft, equipment, or supplies through or in the airspace, ports, airports, or roads used. Vehicles, vessels, and aircraft used in the support of the operation shall not be subject to licensing or registration requirements, nor commercial insurance, and the right to use all the electromagnetic spectrum for this purpose, free of cost. I mean, you can't get more bold than this. You're going to let us do anything we want, anytime we want, against anyone we want, commit any crime we want, anytime, any place, not be liable to any payments of any kind, get everything for free, not register our vehicles, we can rip up your landscape, take anything we want. I mean, that's exactly what this is saying. It goes on, the parties shall provide free of cost such public facilities as NATO shall require to prepare for and execute the operation. I mean, you know, they could say they want to use the Serbian parliamentary building to throw an orgy party. And if you don't like it, we're going to bomb you. I mean, that's what this is saying. Commit any crime, you know, if we want to rape your wives, members of parliament, we're going to be able to do so and not be liable. Come on, folks, I'm not exaggerating here. NATO and NATO personnel shall be immune from claims of any sort which may arise out of activities in pursuance of the operation. I mean, you know, what kind of operation do you think this was supposed to be that would involve illegal activities that they would not be able to be prosecuted for? Oh, boy. I'm telling you guys, every single war this country has been involved in since World War II has been like this and been launched because of phony pretexts like this. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4552. For details.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, continuing to talk about the UN, this wonderful war-waging entity that claims to be for world peace. You know, I mentioned before the break how this has been the case with every war that the U.S. has been involved in. I was speaking in reference to every war we've been involved in for the cause of the UN. Obviously, the UN came about after World War II, but the wars that we were involved in prior to that time were launched under fraudulent pretexts as well. They just weren't launched for the cause of the UN, but they were launched for the cause of globalism, for the cause of the New World Order. The UN was actually a relatively late comer. You know, prior to that, you had the League of Nations. And the Versailles Treaty, which came about at the same time, that was designed to set Germany up for yet another global conflict if things didn't go according to plan. And they didn't. They didn't get their New World Order. The League of Nations failed. So they deemed it necessary to stage another war. But, you know, the Versailles Treaty set Germany up, guys, with the unsurmountable reparation payments that were imposed upon them. But anyway, coming back to Kosovo and the phony Rambouillet Accords. Now, you know, for those that heard what I was reading before the break, it's obvious that that thing was set up so they could get their war, so they could go in and bomb Kosovo. You know, they weren't offering them peace. You know, anytime you hear about talks, oh, the talks failed, you know, you hear this all the time. Bush is talking about it now with Iran.
Oh, we're hoping to reach some kind of diplomatic solution.
Right. Yeah. That's never been the case. Come on, people. They want war, and they're going to do anything they can to get it, to sucker you into fighting the war. Oh, they talk peace talks all the time. Oh, knock it off. Peace my fat behind. So, you know, listen to what Clinton said. He gave a talk on May 5th, 1999, in reference to the Kosovo War. He said, our mission in Kosovo... Oh, perhaps, maybe I should talk like this. anyway, he said, our mission in Kosovo has nothing to do with trying to acquire territory or dominate others. And I did not have sexual relations with that woman. You got to be kidding me. Just by saying that, we're supposed to go, okay, oh, gee, we were really suspicious that's what this was all about, but now that you clarified that for us, okay. How's Monica Lewinsky doing, by the way, Bill? I mean, you know, give me a break. That's not what we're after, no, and if you, all you got to do is read those Rambouillet Accords and see that we're just after peace. Yeah, we just want to go in there and be able to commit any crime we want at any time, place demands on the Serbian parliament that nobody in their right mind would ever agree to. Oh, boy. Anyway, coming back to our Iraq 91 Gulf War discussion for just a moment, it's important to draw attention to one final point. It's often been asked, you know, why Saddam was never removed from power after this war. Some say, oh, Daddy Bush made a big mistake. He should have gone in and finished the job. Oh, please. It's just like World War II, you know. Why did we stop with Hitler? Why didn't we march in to Moscow and take out Stalin? Are you kidding? Stalin was the best thing that ever happened to these guys. They wanted him in power. They deliberately didn't go in. Heck, they were supplying Stalin all during the war. Did you know that they sent United States Treasury plates over to Moscow so that Stalin could print unlimited amounts of U.S. dollars to fund his war machine, both foreign and domestic? You know, he was warring against his own people. And American tax dollars supported the whole thing. Or tax dollars, I mean American dollars. They weren't even tax dollars. They just gave them the plates to print whatever they wanted to. Of course, putting all that extra money into circulation drove the value of the American dollar down even more, which is something the Federal Reserve has always been interested in. You know, the scientifically created inflation, this just helped them out. But it also helped them supply and feed this nation that they wanted to use as the excuse to engage in their warfare all during the Cold War. If it wasn't for that, there wouldn't have been a Cold War. They wouldn't have had a cover to engage in their invasions of Vietnam and Korea and Ecuador and El Salvador and Guatemala and Chile and Argentina. It'd be easier to mention the countries we didn't invade during the Cold War than the ones we did. They're fewer in number. So that's why they didn't go into Moscow. That's why they left Stalin in power. That's why they funded Stalin. There was no real Cold War, guys. They weren't at war with the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union wasn't at war with us. It was just a Hollywood production, so you could be suckered to fight the phony wars for them. That's all it was. Moscow was every bit as much in the death grip of the international financiers as Washington and London. That's the facts, Jack. All during the Cold War, David Rockefeller probably spent more time in Moscow than in New York, constantly going back and forth, meeting with Khrushchev and Brezhnev, more than any head of state. So who was calling the shots there? Yeah, that's not too obvious now, is it? But anyway, the question still remains, why was Saddam left in back in 91? Why was he left in power? Well, it's obvious, guys. I kind of touched on this on previous shows. They wanted to play a little mind game with Mr. Saddam. Play ball with us, and we'll let you stay in power. We don't have any interest in taking you out of power. We just wanted to reduce your military, which we built up in the first place. But, you know, just to humble you, and hopefully by getting you to comply, we'll send a message to other Arab leaders. Hopefully they'll learn to play ball with us as well, following your example, that if we can reduce the most powerful military in the Arab world in such a short time and cause its leader to humbly acquiesce to our demands, maybe that, you know, others will follow suit, like the domino effect. Of course, it didn't work. That's why they had to go back in and take Saddam out. He wasn't playing ball with them. But they did want him in power, for a time anyway, to help stabilize the region. He was good at doing that. He was a dictator, and they love that. They love dictatorships. They just want compliant dictatorships. But hey, don't take my word for it. Let's take a look at an interesting quote, a blatant admission made by Fareed Zakaria, former managing editor of the Council on Foreign Relations journal, Foreign Affairs. Here's what he said. Yes, it's tempting to get rid of Saddam, but his bad behavior actually serves America's, or should I say, the Council on Foreign Relations, or the United Nations, purposes in the region. He goes on, if Saddam Hussein did not exist, we would have to invent him. This is what they said, guys, about the Soviet threat during the Cold War. If the Soviet Union didn't exist, we would have to invent it. Pentagon spokesman said that. And here now we have the same thing, CFR Journal head editor's statement here. If Saddam did not exist, we would have to invent him. The end of Saddam Hussein would be the end of the anti-Saddam coalition. Nothing destroys an alliance like the disappearance of the enemy. Maintaining a long-term American presence in the Gulf would be difficult in the absence of a regional threat. There you have it. This makes me think of the Weird Al Yankovic parody off of Eric Clapton's Lola. He did that song called Yoda. Yoda. There was a line in that song which said, I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember, if you kill him, then you'll be unemployed. Looks like Al Yankovic understands this little game, too. Every tyrant must have an enemy, guys. And when there isn't one, you create one. That's all there is to it. And you listen to their own statements, and they'll tell you the game they're playing. But, you know, just like Hitler said, what a great thing for leaders that people don't think. They know people don't think. They know people don't read. Very few do, anyway. So they can come out and make statements like this right in their main organs, their main journals, and it'll just pass the public right by. But here it is. Anybody wants a transcripts for this show, by the way, or any other that I do when I go off on my rants, just send me a request at Truth Hurts Radio, Hurts being spelled H-E-R-T-Z, Truth Hurts Radio at AOL.com. I'll be happy to send it off. Just say the UN War show. And you can read these quotes for yourself, Google them, look them up, see that, you know, these are real statements, guys. I'm not pulling these out of a hat. Not making them up. These people have said these things. This, of course, is the same reason, as I said, why the U.S. didn't march into the Soviet Union, guys. They wanted this enemy. It justified all the invasions that took place during the Cold War. If they didn't have the Soviet threat, they wouldn't have the excuse that they needed to justify these wars of imperialism, these wars of conquest, these wars of stealing natural resources. What better way to do that than to convince the public that you've got this terrible enemy that must be kept in check? So every time we went into a country during the Cold War, that was always the excuse, containing communism. When in truth, virtually none of the countries that we ever invaded had any connections whatsoever with the Soviet Union or vice versa. I mean, what connection did Guatemala have with the Soviet Union? What connection could it have had? What evidence has ever been presented to this day that Guatemala was involved with the Soviet Union? Yet we went in there twice. Overthrew their legitimately elected leader that the public was happy with. But corporate America wasn't happy with, of course. During the 50s, the Guatemalan president tossed out United Fruit Company because they weren't paying taxes. They were stealing up all the arable lands and charging their own native citizens exorbitant prices for fruit that they couldn't afford. So the president got sick of it and said, hey, look, you know, we got to see some changes in you people, or we're going to ship you right out of here. You know, lower your prices to the citizenry here. Start paying your required taxes on the lands that you have. Nope, they weren't willing to do that. So the U.S. military was sent down there, whipped them into shape, so United Fruit could continue their little profiteering game. sucking off the people's resources, sucking off the people themselves, charging them all these high prices they couldn't afford. That's what goes on behind the scenes, folks. And they just pull out the Soviet Union Trump card to justify it. Pretty disgusting. I'm sure our guest today will be coming on for the last half hour, Howard Zinn. We'll have a lot to say about that. Unfortunately, it's only a half hour. I wish I had more time, because that's something that he's dedicated a lot of time to. The U.S. abuses with their war machine over the decades, centuries, really. After the 9/11 tragedy, of course, guys, Saddam had worn out his usefulness to the globalists. With the war on terror now in full swing in the Middle East, the maintenance of his position as the Iraqi leader was no longer necessary to justify a strong U.S. military presence in the region. Thus, removing Saddam became most appealing to the globalists, especially since Iraq had the second largest oil reserves on the planet and would serve as a good launching pad for other invasions in the region, like Iran. Not to mention also, of course, Saddam was, some have suggested he wanted to trade oil, using the euro instead of the dollar. I really don't see that as one of the reasons the globalists wanted him taken out, though, because they want to pull away from the dollar. They are, in fact, pulling away from the dollar right now as we speak. The dollar is dropping against the Canadian dollar, against the pound. Heck, it's dropping against the Brazilian currency, for crying out loud. That's pretty sad. Third world country, and our dollar is dropping in value against it. So, I don't see that as a reason, Saddam wanting to trade in the euro. No, I think the real reason, guys, well, there's always more than one, but as far as oil goes, he was a threat to OPEC. He could have undersold them, and he had a significant supply of oil under his soil, second largest supply in the world. He would have prevented the high cost of oil that we're paying now. He would have prevented that by presenting competition. But with him removed now, there is no more competition. And, you always got to consider the other reasons, too, like serving the interests of that nation we can't talk about anymore because of the hate crimes bill. But, that nation that's supposed to be our ally in the Middle East there that bombs ships like the USS Liberty and tries to frame it on their enemies. But, of course, that didn't work, backfired on them. But, that nation I'm talking about, right? The one that has the biggest lobbyist group in Washington that fattens our politicians with massive contributions so they can sucker us into fighting wars that serve their interests but don't serve ours. Yeah, that one. That played a big role in the Iraq War, especially the second one in 2003, by their major paper's own admissions. Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. Oh, no, I just gave away what nation I was referring to. Oh, I have transgressed the law. I might be labeled a violent radicalizationist now, but wait, there's hope for me. I will say a Hail Israel. Hail Israel, full of grace. Blessed art thou above nations, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, IPAC. Okay, I just atoned for that sin. Whew, I made it through that one okay. I hope I don't slip up again. I think we were only allotted 3 slip-ups a month, even with saying your Hail Israel. So I hope I don't do that again. Anyway, just as the Gulf War against Iraq in 91 was planned in advance by the globalists, so too was the 2003 attack. In fact, it was planned several years before Bush Jr. even entered office. ABC's Ted Koppel brought this point out, guys, on March 5th, 2003, just a couple weeks before the Iraq invasion, on his show Nightline. Later, on the following Monday, March 10th, the ABC News website featured a story on this broadcast titled The Plan. Were neoconservatives' 1998 memos a blueprint for the Iraq War? In this article, it was stated, this is very interesting stuff, guys. Once again, after reading this, it ought to be very clear, if it isn't already, that the Iraq War, like so many other wars we've been every other war we've been waging for decades on end, was planned in advance. In other words, their heart was set on it, and in spite of all the rhetoric, oh, we're trying everything we do to avoid war, we're trying to arrange some peace talks. And, you know, it's all garbage. The wars are planned years in advance. As far as they're concerned, it's already a done deal, even before the public is aware of it. It's just finding some way to sucker them, to convince them, to make it look like it's something they had no choice in doing. The belligerent nation would not cooperate. They wouldn't agree to our peaceful terms. Peaceful terms like the Rambouillet Accords. So they plan the wars in advance. They're going to go in. They're going to steal the resources so they can create a monopoly and raise the cost of oil like they're doing now with the... Oh, it's up over $3 a gallon now in most of the country. Of course, California, I think, has been paying for something all along. What a scam. It's all just for profit to drive you further in the hole. Short break again, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is a allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charles Giuliani. Wow, another half hour or so. We'll be bringing our guest on. So maybe I won't finish this rant. I'll just do it, finish it another day. Anyway, let me go on reading this article here, portions of it anyway. This is from Nightline's Ted Koppel show from March 5th. The transcripts later were posted on March 10th. And here's what it said. Years before George W. Bush entered the White House, And years before the September 11th attacks set the direction of the of his presidency, a group of influential neoconservatives hatched a plan to get Saddam Hussein out of power. The group, the Project of the New American Century, PNAC, was founded in 1997. Many of its members would later end up in the administration of President George W. Bush. Among its supporters were three Republican former officials who were sitting out the Democratic presidency of Bill Clinton, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and Paul Wolfowitz, all CFR members, of course. But, you know, this seems like old news now, but understand, this was a mainstream article, guys. This was Ted Koppel's Nightline reporting this. It goes on. In open letters to Clinton and GOP congressional leaders the next year, 1998, the group called for, quote, the removal of Saddam Hussein's regime from power and a shift toward a more assertive U.S. policy in the Middle East, including the use of force, if necessary, to unseat Saddam. So, guys, they were planning this war, well, even before then, but, you know, here, according to this, by 1998, 2 years before the election, the stolen election that put him in power. So, you know, can there be any doubt, guys? This has always been the case. They plan these wars long in advance, and all they got to do is sucker you into accepting it, you know, come up with some phony pretext that you think it's absolutely vital for national security reasons to invade these countries, when all they're trying to do is just grab more power, grab more resources, get control, you know, monopolistic control of some resource so they can drive the price up as high as they want and maximize their profits. And that's just what they're doing now. Our economy is ready to collapse. There's record mortgage foreclosures going on. And they're driving up oil, which, of course, will drive up the cost of everything else faster than anything else known to man right now, the way this economy is set up. And that's just what's happening. In the midst of an already faltering economy, people are on the edge, losing their jobs. If they're able to get a job, they're not getting half the wages they were with their previous job. And now they're driving up the prices of oil. They're laughing all the way to the bank as they ruin the lives of millions of people in this country and abroad. Absolutely disgusting. Anyway, there's more to this article, but we got a caller here. Bruce from Georgia. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing, Charles?
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good, sir. You know, I live in an army town. I'm in Hinesville, Georgia, which is the home of the 3rd ID, the 4th State of Georgia. And my best friend, who lives across the street, was just deployed a few weeks ago. I think he's only been over there 4 or 5 weeks now. And I just went over to talk to his wife.
You anywhere near Bennings?
Excuse me?
You near Bennings?
Fort Stewart, over
in
Savannah.
Other side Bennings is the home of the
third
wonderful... Yeah. And I tell you what, we got to go to a short break. Can you stay stick on the line?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold with us, folks. We'll be right back.
With recent internet.